The Test of Time. The year is 1787. The month is September, and the place is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 55 men, ranging from lawyers to farmers, are sitting in Independence Hall. The heat is so intense that the stench of the sap from the wooden beams fills the room. For 3 long months, these men have debated how America's government should be run. Should they organize state governments, a federal government, or both? How should young America defend herself? Who should run this nation? How do they prevent tyrannical rule? But most importantly, how could they lay the foundation for a nation that could stand the test of time? After months of the colonists waiting for the final verdict, legend states Elizabeth Willing Powell asked 81-year-old Benjamin Franklin what government America would finally have. An exhausted Franklin allegedly replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Nearly 250 years have passed since that day. Have we kept that newfound republic? Is America today our forefathers' vision? Has the republic our founding fathers began stood the test of time? George Washington, who is known as the father of our nation, issued Americans the following warning. It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. This has commonly been shortened to beware of entangling alliances. However, it is interesting to note that Washington said, we may safely trust to temporary alliances for extraordinary purposes. Our founding fathers knew allies would be important. Without the help of France, America may never have even become a country in the first place. But Washington wanted America to choose her allies wisely. Over time, America has joined NATO, the UN, NAFTA, APEC, and many other organizations. However, these treaties have kept America involved in dangerous affairs on almost every continent. What would Washington and the Founding Fathers think? John Adams, a lawyer from the state of Massachusetts, revealed in a letter the secret to America's success with her new government. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. After the American Revolution, the colonists realized gaining independence was only half of the battle. They had to rely on their moral and religious standards to stay strong and persevere through difficult times. Today, an issue that is hurting America is moral literacy. A lack of respect for institutions, personal accountability, and community engagement has impacted our nation's strength. As Americans, we are blessed to be living in this beautiful country, but we must realize some of the greatest countries falter from within. What would Adams and the Founding Fathers think? Thomas Jefferson was only 33 when he began his role in building America. Jefferson loathed war, and when the decision had to be made as to whether America would have a permanent military or an impromptu militia, he strongly opposed a powerful military, for fear America would turn into the type of country from whom she had just freed herself. In fact, many of the Founding Fathers were concerned about the negative effects a permanent army would have on the young nation. They worried Americans might eventually wish to take an offensive rather than a defensive stance. Americans knew what it felt like to be under the oppression of a strong military. Instead, the American military and the brave men and women who have dedicated themselves to it have become a beacon of hope for oppressed peoples around the world. What would Jefferson and the Founding Fathers think? Think back to that scene in the summer of 1787. At the end of it all, the following words were penned for the Constitution of the United States. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Since then, there have most certainly been difficult times when core American values have been challenged. But through it all, America has survived and even thrived. So, is America today our forefathers' vision? I think they would find a nation that has stood strong, one full of brave men and women who have given up everything for our rights. They would find a nation unafraid to stand up for what she thinks is morally right. America is far from perfect, and our founding fathers knew she would never be perfect. However, America is an example of what happens when a group of people are given the freedom to pursue their dreams. Our founding fathers would see they built a nation that has truly stood the test of time.